What's up? Good to see you.
Yes. First off, Norm, when we talked to him a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about how the free safety was going to be a key part to Friday night's game. And I'm sure, obviously, that's being directed at you, being a free safety. What kind of goes through your mind as far as your responsibilities and knowing what is, I guess, expected of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge part of the free safety position in our defense because, you know, we kind of have to be the quarterback of the defense back there in the secondary, you know, making all the calls and checks and, you know, just really knowing what's going on all around the defense. And, you know, it's going to be even more important this week with some of the stuff that Oklahoma runs and some of their personnel groupings and things like that. So, yeah, definitely it's going to be an even bigger part of the game plan this week for me to, you know, be on top of my game.
Oh, yesterday when we were at the practice, I know Sean Considine was there. And obviously, he's a free safety like yourself.
Sure.
Did you get a chance to converse with him at all? Did you find yourself receiving any sort of advice or encouragement from him?
You know, not really. You know, I went over and talked to him for a little bit. And, you know, he said, you know, just do what you do. And, you know, he told me what it was like for him playing at Iowa. And, you know, it's just all about hard work and preparation is what he told me. And, you know, that's never going to change. And that's what it's been for years for the safety position at Iowa. And, you know, that's not going to change. And, you know, he just told me to, you know, prepare the best I can and go out and play.
What's it like for you just seeing a guy that played your position that's now in the NFL having success, you know, taking the opportunity to come back and, you know, watch you guys play and be able to give you that sort of feedback?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great privilege for me to, you know, get to see somebody like that and meet somebody like that. And, you know, it's something that you, you know, you think about and it's what you want to work towards. And that's what, you know, that's what we're all out here for is to, you know, work just to get to where he's at now. And, you know, it was a great honor for me.
Now, obviously, the announcement came earlier this month about Norm deciding to retire after this game. What was that like for you when you heard that news? Because I know some guys that have heard it, you know, they're seniors, this is going to be their last game too, but for somebody like yourself, you're still going to be here for a couple of years.
Well, I mean, that's it was, you know, his own decision, his, you know, his thing. He said, obviously thought it was his time to go, and, you know, it's not really something I can, you know, really worry about right now. It's, you know, they'll take care of it, you know, in the future and stuff, and, you know, whatever happens, you know, I'm sure it'll be the best for the team and for me, myself personally, and, you know, it's, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better, you know, defensive coordinator for the past 2 years.
You know, one name that I've heard come up as a possible replacement would be Phil, our defensive backs coach. If he were to become that defensive coordinator, just given the time that you've been able to spend with him, how do you feel he would do in that type of role where, you know, he's overlooking the entire defense as opposed to just...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, whatever the, you know, Kirk and Coach Ferentz and whatever the coaches have decides, it's, you know, it's going to be in the best interest of the team. And,
right.
You know, whoever they choose, I know it'll be a great fit for us. And, you know, whoever it may be, I know they'll do a great job. And, you know, it'll benefit us all. And, you know, I have total trust and respect for them that they'll find the right person.
But I guess just like with Coach Phil Parker, just what are some of the attributes that lead you to think that he could be a guy that...
Yeah, he's
coach. That role if he was given that opportunity.
Coach Parker, he's a great coach. He's an even better person. You know, he does more than just coach us. He's a great teacher and you know, in life lessons and aspects of life and just becoming a better person. And you know, I'd have no problem with him being the defensive coordinator. And you know, he's a great coach. And you know, he's the best.